Greeks Hate New Documentary. I'm Michael Hax, and this is UN News. April 3rd, 2007. Thermopylae, Greece. A new documentary, 300, has drawn numerous complaints from Grecian critics for historical inaccuracies. 300 is a story about the 300 Spartan warriors led by King Leonidas holding off the thousands of invading Persians at a mountain pass in Greece. Greek movie critics have called the film bloody and violent, a total butchering of ancient Greek culture, as well as a grisly gore fest with little to no homosexuality. One critic even described 300 as a bloodlust video game. That critic was then slapped by this reporter and told to make proper fucking analogies. The movie was a great spectacle, local archaeologist Melina Frusso said. The movie generally does base itself in reality, but there were a few historical inaccuracies. It is a well-known fact that the battle waged on for 3 days. This movie, however, was over in an hour and 57 minutes. The film, inspired by Frank Miller's historical nonfiction novel of the same name, has already made $162 million in the United States. However, thanks to the critical critics, 300 has only sold 325 tickets in Greece. When asked for comment about the Greek reaction to his work, Frank Miller said, "Well, I know that everyone is entitled to their opinion, and if those Greeks didn't like it, that's just fine." Miller then punched this reporter in the face, kicked my side until 3 ribs cracked, spit on me, and cheerfully told me to have a nice day. Still recovering in the hospital, I'm Michael Hax with UN News. Good day.